Mahi.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now for the SSN program.
This is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report. Here we go. When I came into office, I made a promise to the people that I will make government spend more money than we have and raise property taxes. It isn't enough spending unless it is overspending. I want to thank all of you for everything that you have done to bring California bankruptcy. And now it's the time for the legislators to do what is best for California. Rack up billions of dollars in new debt. Thank you for listening.
The Don and Mike Show.
New debt.
Thank you, Arnold.
Hi, this is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger with another California report. This week, I want to talk to you about sex crimes, but I am a convicted sex offender. I joined with sexual predators, teaching them to lure children into sex crimes. I'm tipping the scale of justice in favor of the violators, not the victims, period. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
A lot of perverts in here.
Well spoken for white guys, Don and Mike.
Right, here we are. So, you've heard of the thing about Regis.
Yes, big news today.
He's out of here somewhere.
Oh, good.
How you doing, Regis?
Hi. How are you?
You don't seem very full of life.
What?
You don't seem very full of life. Come on.
Sure.
Sport, pick it up.
Sure, I'm full of life, Don. I think there's no problem with me whatsoever. I'm afraid.
What are you afraid of, Reg?
Seeing the light. Seeing the light and Joey Bishop calling me home. Joey Bishop up there going, come on, dummy. Come on, a-hole. Join me up here.
Why'd you go do that TV show today?
Well, I'm a trooper. You know, freaking Finelli and I once said a long time ago, hold on just a second, let me just feel my forehead. Yeah, the fever's still there. The fever is still there, Donald. Freaking Finelli once said, if you're going to do a job, do it right. Make sure that you give it all you got and the very best you can. And I said to myself, self, even though the doctors want to get me in and prepped and scrubbed and all that stuff they do, as soon as possible, I said, one more day, just in case. I'm 75 years old. In case something goes south, I want to say it to my listeners. I want my listeners and my viewers to know, and I like to say ER words, I want to make sure that the viewers and the listeners know that I'm actually going to be okay. Unfortunately, when the camera went on today and I was under the hot lights, I was unable to reassure my viewing public, and unfortunately, I was consumed with the fears of going under the knife. I'm very, very, pardon the diction, I got pills under my tongue. I got my nitro.
How's your girlfriend doing with all this?
My girlfriend?
Michael Gelman.
He's beside himself. I don't mind telling you. Michael is beside himself. He's so upset.
We just played the clip, and when you said...
He doesn't like to hear me doom and gloom. I said, Michael, we've got hard facts. You and I grabbed him by the shoulders. I grabbed his shoulders.
There's another ER word.
Right. I grabbed his shoulders, and I said, Gelman, and I called him what I do on the show, even though normally I call him Michael in private. I grabbed him, and I shook him. I said, this is a reality you have to prepare for. You're a young man. You work very hard. But the fact is, I'm 75.
I was going to say, what does he think? He's been romantically involved with a man 40 years older than he is.
It's very, very frustrating for him.
Entire existence.
It's very sad for him. He's not doing well. He knows that this could be it for me, Regis Philbin. And he's very, very sad, very tired, and he's scared, and he doesn't want to work alone with her. That's why he wants to get Jeff Probst. Desperately wants to get Jeff Probst on the show, Donald.
Now I've got
That's what he wants to do.
I've got a thought for you, Regis.
Yes.
Because I know on some level you don't want Kelly to take the show over and do well
No, I
with...
don't, that bitch.
Okay.
They're all bitches and they're all out to get me, Donald.
Have you thought, float this by Gelman. What if filling in until you got better, you brought back Kathy Lee Gifford?
Well, they've rejected my... What? Hold on a second. You're going to get me upset. What are you trying to do?
No.
Hold on.
What I'm saying
Where's
is...
Where's the pill?
You don't need your pills.
I need the pill.
You don't need there your pill.
Jesus Christ almighty.
You don't need your pills.
You son of a bitch.
No, hey, don't talk to me, old man.
What kind of talk is that? Jesus.
Here's what
you bastard.
You would get them to eat each other.
Hold on.
You know what?
Hold on.
And I don't mean that in the good way. Right?
Oh, jeez.
I mean like on the National Geographic
Not a chance. You mean I go under the knife, I'm going to be under anesthesia, and I'm going to have Kathy Lee come back? Not on my... No, I swear to God, I said the day she walked out, I said, I don't want to see that C word. Yeah. I don't want to see her anywhere near that set. I don't want her anywhere near ABC.
You let them fight it out while you're gone. All right,
no, I've got a logical suggestion that was rejected by ABC and Buena Vista.
Who is it?
Buena Vista Television. And ABC rejected my choice of Joy. Kelly and Joy, until I'm gone. And then Joy said to me she wants to stand by me in the hospital. I said, go out there and do me more good where you can do me more good on the television show. But then Buena Vista said, no, it's too much nepotism.
And
I'm sorry, I get a little weepy.
And now that you're reaching this
I
point.
I get a little weepy. Oh, damn.
Hey, Regis.
You know when I started having that angina? I started having that angina as soon as they pulled the plug on me hosting America's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. It's been a crappy month for the Philbin family, I don't mind telling you. They're all putting me out the pasture.
Hey, Reed.
And you know who I'm like? I'm like that horse who was in the Derby.
Barbara.
What's the name?
Barbara.
Show me on the card. Babs?
Barbara.
Barbaro.
Barbaro. Yes.
Barbaro. That's exactly who it was. I'm just like that horse. I've got the broken ankle, only it's in my ticker. I was going to go out to stud in my final days and breed little talk show hosts. But unfortunately, they're sending me out to pasture. Jesus. I don't know what's worse. What a 1-2 punch. What a 1-2 punch. Yeah. I'm going under the knife, and then somebody rings me up and tells me, Richard Jenny, he took the gas pipe. I mean, what the hell is wrong with the world? What is wrong? What's coming to society? What I have to do, maybe it's time I acted a little bit more my age. Like your newsman over there. Maybe we relax and we enjoy our life a little bit. You know what
easy.
I mean?
We can do that, Reed. Sure.
Life is too short.
That's right.
Life is too short to sit there and cry. And I'm sorry that I've been so weepy. But it was just seeing the eyes of Michael Gelman. You know, I saw his eyes and he looked like that cartoon character. That cartoon character in the movie with Michael Myers. What's the one? What's the big feature?
Shrek.
Shrek. That's the one. And the little cat. You know when the little cat
Puss in Boots.
That's the one. Oh. Yeah, when he shows the wide eyes. That's what Gelman's eyes look like today. And I felt so bad. What the hell? I'm talking and you're playing records.
Sorry, we had the wrong disc in there. Sorry.
Oh man, I tell you, I know what they're doing. You know what they're doing over there at Live. They're already putting the feelers.
You think?
They're putting the feelers out. They're going to grab me around the shoulders, and they're going to tell me it's over. I don't care if I pull through this surgery with flying colors. They're going to grab my shoulders, tell me they've put feelers out, and they're going to replace me.
Do you think that if you do croak,
yeah,
that they're going to do like a big, you know how they do the Mom's Day for Mother's Day show.
Oh, I've written it. I've already written it.
And they do
have to be realistic and
the
practical.
Big Valentine's Day shows, yes. All those dumb Queen for a Day show they
what
do.
What they're going to do is the entire show will take place on a lovely set. I've got a beautiful mural, oil painting of me alone without Joy. And they're going to do the entire shamil. You know, they're going to go the whole schmear.
Isn't the picture very similar to the one of Tony Soprano and Pio Mine?
No, the picture was done of me when I was actually in California as the announcer for Bishop. It's a young picture of me. I thought it was very attractive.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a very touching thing. But I'm not going. I read this. Hold on a second.
This is a saying.
Hold on. There it is. Do not gently...
Gently?
Do not gently. The eyes are gone, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've got all replacement parts, you know. Hello. I told you I am not going to speak with you if you continue to cry. Please don't cry. If you cry, you make me cry.
Is that Joy? Is that his wife of all those many years, Joy Philbin?
I don't think so, no.
You know, it's nothing to worry about. I'm the one that's got to be... Give me a moment, will you?
Tell Joy I said hi.
It's got to be me more. Look, you're making me worry by you worrying, Michael.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You're crying like a... You're like a...
Imagine that I'm wrong. It's Michael Gelman.
That's what
you've been sobbing. No, the doctor said I couldn't do that but the night before surgery.
Mm.
But I will anyway.
Uh-oh.
You have to, you know, you have to do all the work.
Oh.
You really have to do all the work. No, Michael, I can't even move. He says my heart rate will go up even without moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We use the proper amount of, you know, lubricant.
That's it.
They're talking about a medical procedure, Buzz.
That's right. That's must be it. I can't imagine what else it would be.
I don't know if everything will be fine, but you have to do all the work. You're a young man. You work out. There, that's the laughter. That's the laughter. That's what it. Don, give me 1 second.
You got it, Regis.
Laughter tonight. One more time, right when I get home, because then I have to get a good night's sleep. None of your little attacks during the middle of the night, Michael. All right? I won't move. I'll breathe deeply.
Oh,
you do all the work. Okay? Yeah, the whole way. All right. I love you, too.
The whole way.
to completion. Oh, that's great.
Are you talking about to completion?
Yeah. Yeah, I said tonight. You know, sometimes I don't like that, but tonight it's okay. Mm. You know, I'll be in the hospital. They'll be prepping me for surgery, and then I'll be going in tomorrow, and after that, we'll hopefully the procedure will go in tonight.
You're getting that I'm dying sound to your voice again.
Michael will be making me a lovely dinner that he sometimes we get carry out.
You know, we are all rooting for you, Regis. Yes,
thank you. I appreciate your support and all the support from the viewers. The viewers who have been there all the time, and I'll be preparing for my new show that's going to be on ABC on the weekend. Who Wants to Be a Cadaver?
Good, you can joke.
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, it's under the sink.
That's
no,
joy.
That's what it is.
That's joy this time, I bet.
I know, I'm not pushing it. Yeah. You want me to pick? I can't pick that. I'm sick. Joy, I'm sick. I don't have time to run around. Joy, you're the one that wanted me to do the show today. I understand. The doctor said no. You said yes. It's the best idea for me to go before the cameras one more time, just in case something happens. Whose words were those? Joy the bitch Philbin.
Oh, my.
Right.
My Regis.
I will. I'll make sure. Yes. It's in the coffee can under the sink. With the keys to both safe deposit boxes.
She'll regret that.
I wish you'd be a little more concerned about me. F you!
Oh, my God.
Where are my tablets?
Oh, dear.
That's Joy Philbin.
Is that the wife?
She's not my wife. She's just a woman who I live with. She's just a woman that I shack up with. She's a roommate. She's a roommate, that lady that lives and poops in the same house I do. Oh, man. Tell my meth daughter I'm dying, will you? Jesus. What a horrible time.
God damn.
Oh, who the hell is it now? Don't people know I'm dying with this cell phone?
He's letting
you hello.
Voicemail ever.
Oh, hi. No, I've never been better. Of course. That's right. No, nothing to worry about. I appreciate all your support, too. You're a good man.
Well, Eisner,
yes,
maybe?
Yes, I can.
Letterman?
Yes, I would love to.
Simon Cowell?
Thank you very much. I'll be there tonight. Thank you, David.
Oh, Letterman.
All right, great.
Letterman.
Oh, jeez.
Who's that?
I'm doing a funny bit on Letterman's show tonight.
Oh, good.
Something about a heart patient, so I got to get over to their studio tonight.
In fact, you just told Gelman that you're going to go to completion with him tonight.
I'm filled with confusion. That's later. That's late.
After the paper. Wow.
Philbin, who is it? Wow. Hello, Dr. Schwartzberg.
Oh.
Yes, I'm not eating anything after 6 o'clock. That's fine.
Except Gelman.
I'll be fine, of course. That's right, you'll... prep the area, full shaving, and then an enema.
Oh, my.
I'm looking forward to it, actually. I've had them before. I've done them at home. The Fleet kind, you know, that you find in the drugstore. All right, Dr. Schwartzberg. Thank you, my friend. I'll be fine. Yes? Let me write this down. Hold on.
Get some type of advice.
Let me just write it down. Okay, there is a very small chance that you... will die, and if that happens, make sure you make your... Oh, all right. Okay, Dr. Schwartzberg. Well, thank you. Goodbye. Says there's a chance I'll die.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, always.
Well, this is a... I'm on a roller coaster.
Sure.
I'm on a roller coaster at Coney Island, and no one's taking me off. What am I going to do? This is driving me insane. I swear to God, this is insanity.
Well, the good news is we'll be able to check back with you throughout your rehabilitation.
I want my mother. Oh. I want my mother. I wish she was here, Don. Sure. I really want my mother. I'm not answering it.
Look at that. Hold on. He's letting it go.
Good for you, Reed.
I hung up the goddamn thing. I don't want to take any phone calls. I don't want to. All right. I've got an announcement to make.
What's that?
This is Regis Philbin. I'm quitting show business.
What?
No.
I'll be going in for bypass surgery, and I won't be coming back.
No.
There. I've said it. I'm done. I'm going to retire. I'm going to go to an old person's home, and I'm going to play shuffleboard for the rest of my days.
Wow.
Just kidding, big guy.
I think you are overreacting, Regis. We all wish you nothing but the best.
No, you don't. It's a cutthroat world. Joey Bishop taught me that, but I just want to say good night and God bless to each and every one of you. And Don,
yes,
I've really enjoyed our radio chats. If something goes wrong.
Regis, here's the good news.
I swear to God.
Even if something does go wrong as you bite on your knuckle.
Man.
You will live on the show through Mike's mimicry.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. My skin is paper thin. I bumped into the countertop the other day, and I've got a bruise from the end of my pinky all the way up to my shoulder blade.
That happens.
What the hell's going on with me? Blood thinners? Christing blood thinners?
You are bruising like a bad banana.
It's horrible. But may I just say, God bless, and I put my hands... my feet,
all right,
my body in the...
we got to break that. I'm
so
weary.
I cry all the time.
The asexual people coming next?
Yes, right.
Asexual people. That'll be me. They said one of these side effects will be my 75-year-old package will not be delivering FedEx anymore.
Huh.
And there's only one person that cares about that.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to live with that.
You can still receive.
That's exactly what I told him.
You can still catch.
That's why we're on the same page. I can catch until I'm dead. Maybe afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah, Rob. Thanks for your support.
We'll
a few kind words from you, fatty.
We'll be right back.
Good night, everyone.
This is the Don and Mike Show.